Innovation, a student at the Mount Kenya University, MKU, has come up with an artificial intelligence, AI, innovation that allows lecturers to teach virtually without the need for blackboards, whiteboards or pens. Daniel Arunga Malala from the Democratic Republic of Congo says the lecturers will only be able to use hands to write and explain mathematical concepts. Malala, who studies Bachelor of Technology, Computer and Electronic Systems, says students learning virtually will be see and understand concept, after which the lecturers can then erase the virtually written material using his or her hand. Speaking while showcasing his innovation during a symposium at the institution yesterday, Malala said if supported, the innovation will revolutionize the education sector, making away with the purchase of the blackboards, dusters and pens. He adds that the innovation can be integrated into a 3D model where one can interact with electronic components, show pads and other components needed in 3D. Hailing from DRC, I thought I should have learnt online without physically having to attend classes at MKU in Thika. However, some learning methods, especially on tech courses, need physical presence to see and touch some electronic components. This informed me to come up with this innovation, as students can now interact with those components even virtually, Malala said. He added that their innovation, if advanced, is cheaper compared to similar innovations by the other multinationals in the tech industry. Daniel Malala, a Bachelor of Technology, Computer and Electronics student at Mount Kenya University who has come up with an artificial intelligence innovation on virtual learning. On the challenges they have faced in coming up with such artificial intelligence innovations, Malala cites lack of state-of-the-art labs and expertise in most universities. Students have top-notch innovations but always finds challenges in research and state-of-the-art labs to advance their solutions, he said. Other students showcased top-end innovations during the Hackathon Artificial Intelligence, AI, competition at the university's main campus in Thika. Daniel Gathua, a student and one of the innovators, emphasized the need for increased funding to help students bring their ideas to life. Innovation is the way to go, but without proper support, many great ideas may never see the light of day, he said. Dr. Donatas Njoroj, the head of innovations at the university, highlighted the university's commitment to scaling new heights in research and innovation. He said they are working with industry through partnerships and linkages to ensure more of these innovations are absorbed into the market. The university vice chancellor, Professor Degracious Jagany, said the institution will continue supporting innovators by offering expertise, state-of-the-art facilities and funding to scale up their work.